Hi everyone. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Pei Aleph, and the whole Gemara or most of the Gemara is discussing sort of Kavod HaBriyos issues, issues of human dignity. It's talking about using different items to wipe themselves after they go to the bathroom, and so they're talking about, are you allowed to set aside Shabbos prohibitions in order to clean yourself after you relieve yourself, you go to the bathroom. So this is based on, there's a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Yutes, which says, Gadol Kavod HaBriyos, Shedocha Mitzvos Lo Taaseh Shabbat Torah. That Kavod HaBriyos is great because it overrides negative prohibitions in the Torah. But the Gemara concludes that actually it only overrides one negative prohibition, biblical prohibition. And that is the biblical prohibition of Lo Taaseh, don't deviate from what the rabbis tell us, right or left, Lo Taaseh. So when the rabbis told us, Do this, and don't do that, that is absent Kavod HaBriyos concern. In other words, they didn't make their restrictive rulings or their prohibitions when there were Kavod HaBriyos concerns. So an example of a Kavod HaBriyos concern is, let's say you go to a place and there's no toilet paper, or the toilet paper, you have to rip toilet paper. What are you supposed to do? So that's a Kavod HaBriyos issues. So you're allowed to, in the Gemara, it talks about the idea is they use, rocks or something, or piece of shards or a piece of earthenware. And the issue there was muksa, because these items are muksa unless they're designated beforehand. So since they're not designated beforehand, it's a muksa issue. But they said that you're allowed to, the Gemara assumes that you're allowed to override Kavod HaBriyos, you're allowed to override the rabbinic prohibition of muksa, which is the biblical issue of Lo Taaseh, not deviating from words of the rabbi, because for Kavod HaBriyos issues. So most people buy toilet paper. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we have enough toilet paper. There was a time where it was scarce. But so the question is, let's say you go to a place and you forgot to rip toilet paper before Shabbos. So the Shemir Shabbos Chachos writes in Per Chav Gimel Pasuk Tezai, Ein Korim Niyar Tualet B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to, rip it, because that's a rabbinic prohibition of ripping it. If you're ripping it on the perforated area, so that's a Torah prohibition of mechatech. Mechatech is the Torah prohibition of cutting something to a particular measure. So if you have the perforated, part of the toilet paper and you actually cut it to that area, so that would actually potentially be a Torah violation. Not b'makom hanikuv, so that's just korea, that's ripping, and that would be, and it's not for any constructive, not in order to re-sew something, so that would only be a rabbinic prohibition. So you're not allowed to rip toilet paper on Shabbos. However, lo ya niyar tualet muchan ve'ein lo afsharut acheret likaneach mutar lishtamesh b'niyar ktiva. Okay, wait, the point is, he said, if you don't have toilet paper, who's a kook, linyar toilet, yesh makom lahakel, mishum kavod HaBriyos, likra, nyar toilet, kilachar yad. Dehaide shiachzik at hanyar, lo biyada elba marpe ko echad, viiluba marpe ko ashiri yikar edu. So he writes that if you don't have toilet paper, you should rip it, you're allowed to rip it, but it's better to do it a little bit with a shinoi. That's a little bit, it's a little preferable. And v'yishtadel likro dafka shelo b'makom hanikuv. And you should try to make sure that you rip it specifically, not in the perforated area. So this is an example where you have a rabbinic prohibition of ripping. So they say try to do it kilachar yad in an indirect way. But this is an example where, because of Kavod HaBriyos, so then we are lenient here. In this regard, because Kavod HaBriyos overrides rabbinic prohibitions.